It's Monday, good morning to you, or good evening to you, whatever time you're listening to this at. I love Mondays because they are the start of our week, and what a perfect time to do our next teaching about re-energizing your life. So have you made a decision already about how your week is going to go? Have you thought about what steps you need to take to keep your energy uplifted? These are good things to think about over the course of today, because re-energizing our life actually takes work. It does. And I think this is something that's really important for us to talk about. You might be somebody at the moment who's feeling quite low. So me coming on full of like beans and energy is not necessarily what you want to hear. It might be a little bit overwhelming. Or you might be someone who's like, yeah, really motivated or determined and ready to go. You could be thriving and flying along in your life already, or you could be somewhere in between. All of us have to work from the place of which we're at. If you're feeling really low and you're not really wanting to re-energize things, what I would say to encourage you is to do even some of the teachings this month. We all want to feel good in ourselves. And if you are in a lower period, it's important for you to be able to move out of that, but at your own pace and at your own time. For anybody else who's kind of middle of the road, again, I would encourage you to do some of the teachings and to keep moving and pressing ahead. Last week, I asked you to set a goal. So if you're feeling low, your goal for this month might be, I just want to get up and feel good one day this month. We've got to, again, work with where we're at. So make a goal that's actually realistic to where you're at. And for everybody in that kind of in-between place is also like, I don't feel great, but I don't feel really bad. Again, set a goal based on where you're at. And for anyone thriving at the moment, set a goal even bigger than what you've been achieving lately. We all have to mind ourselves. And the important thing, and this is what I want at this time for me, and I always say this, I don't want you to feel under pressure, but I do want you to progress. It's so important for us all to keep progressing all of the time, but we've got to figure out what our baseline is as a starter point. On Friday, I sent out the self-care partners to all of the people who signed up for that. If you haven't signed up for a self-care partner and you'd like to, even just for this month, let me know. And also, if you did sign up for a partner, you will have got the email on Friday. So please contact your partner. Don't leave anybody hanging if you've decided you don't want to do it. Either let them know or let me know, because it takes a lot for people to sign up for these things, to really step out of their comfort zone. So please don't let anybody not be unanswered when I have sent you their details. So for today, what I really like you to think about is, I suppose, where your baseline is, where you're at in yourself, what's realistic for you to achieve at the moment, and what steps you're going to take this week. We've got to start to become more accountable to ourselves. You know, I've talked recently about me doing this cage to 5K. I really am not great at exercising at all, apart from walking the dogs. And my friend encouraged me to do this, and she's helping me do this. But 2 days, on Friday and on Sunday yesterday, she was away and I had to go out and do it on my own. And she sent me everything I had to do for the 2 days. I made so many excuses not to do it. Thursday night I was out for dinner, so I thought, oh well, I couldn't get up on Friday and do a run, I'd be my stomach wouldn't be great. And then yesterday morning I was like, oh well, I've like a lot on today with the classes and prepping everything for the week, you know, I'll give myself a break. But you know what, because I have my friend to be accountable to, I didn't want to let her down, because she is giving me her time, really, her time, and her time is precious to her, so it has to be precious to me. So I did, I went out on Friday morning, I left here at 7:30, and yesterday morning I went out of the house at 8:30. So what we have to try to come into a place with is being accountable to ourselves. I'm only doing that because I know I have to like not take advantage of my friend and of her goodwill to help me. But why is it that we can't necessarily always do it for us? So think about where you are in your accountability scale. Are you really good at being accountable to yourself, or are you really bad? And I'm not trying to push any of the self-care partners on you, but if you want to step out of your comfort zone and say, do you know what, maybe I could link up with somebody that would help me, think about that. It doesn't even have to be someone in the membership. You could pick your own friend, a family member, you know, somebody in your household, and like encourage each other. I think it's really important for us to have the right people in our life and to have good support around us. I used to find for years and years and years, and working in the work that I did, and particularly being like very spiritual, that I didn't really, couldn't talk about my spiritual work to my friends. Not that they didn't support me, but they didn't really understand me. And then over the years, as I met people in that space, I began to talk about it more. And what was interesting is I also began to talk about it more to my friends, because I thought I was just so relaxed about speaking about it. So it is important that you find, you know, the community, like you're part of a community here with It's Time For Me, so tap into that, but find the support as well in your life that can help you be accountable. And as this month is about re-energizing your life, help you to achieve those goals and intentions that you're setting for yourself. So it's something to think about for today, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.